There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
They've been talking about this bridge for 20-some-odd years for the environmental impact. I don't know when exactly I heard the proposal, but... $2.25 one way doesn't seem too unreasonable.
Now, where does that come from? $2.25 one way? What are we talking about? 12:07 under this. It's FM Talk 106.5. It's Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Lots to talk about over the next couple of hours. Make sure you have the contact in your for our radio station in your contacts there on your smartphone. Just, you know, FM Talk 106.5 343-0106 343-0106. If you're new to the area, we're 251. Now, we're the 251 that ends up being picked on by the 334 and the 256 and the 205, but you're in 251. Like, this commentary here, like, this would be, this is what 334 sounds like.
They've been talking about this bridge for
what?
20-some-odd years for the environmental impact. I don't know.
Okay, so 334 sounds like...
They've been talking about this bridge for 20-some-odd years for the environmental impact. I don't know.
That is 334 talking about 251, with possibly, of course, yesterday, commentary from the 256, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth commenting on it. He's a 256, so... He's 256, we're 251. I would say Governor Ivey, a 334. Dalton, I don't know. Can we look at Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh? I think he's 256 too. Not 256. He's 256 as well. I don't think he's. Can we look if. I don't think there's a 205 in the conversation. We are 251s, Governor 334, Lieutenant Governor 256. I have not heard anything that I can attribute to a 205. Is there a 205 present in the mix? I'm not sure. We do have the other area codes represented in this discussion, and we'll talk about that. All right, that clip there is from Governor Ivey. She was on the air this morning on Talk 99.5 in Birmingham. That's Matt Murphy and Ani Lundberg. Lindberg up there, they do a morning talk show in Birmingham. So... Not down here do we have the governor talking about the toll. We have the governor going on the radio show in Birmingham to talk more about that. We're going to get some clips coming back for the break. We'll get some clips from that interview this morning. Think pretty interesting. And I'm really stuck on this last part here of 225 one way. That leaves me scratching my head. And the governor is saying, you know, basically what she had said in the op-ed to some degree in the interview this morning, saying that she's open to ideas, but it's in a flippant manner, open to ideas to how to finance this thing, how to get this done. But she says people don't want to pay for it. They want the bridge. They don't want to pay for it. She's open to ideas of how to get this done. But she hadn't, basically, you don't have to read too far between the lines. She's not hearing that from us. So I'll get you the interview. I got it cut up in some different pieces. We'll come back from the break, get that. I want you to hear that. Also, making the news. Is this 3 degrees of separation, Dalton? That Alabama political reporter story, if one person, then 20 people sent this to me today. So Bill Britt and the crew over at the Alabama Political Reporter, and you know, I like Bill. Bill and I disagree on stuff, but I like Bill. But he writes a story Okay. He writes a story that is an attack piece on State Senator Chris Elliott. But in this story over at AL Reporter, he references a Jeff Poor Yellowhammer story that references Midday Mobile. So, I mean, I think that's almost like, we're 3 degrees separated from the story. So you have Bill Britt commenting on Jeff Poor reporting on comments that State Senator Chris Elliott made on Midday Mobile. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Also, yes, there are some other news items up for the day, not just all toll talk all the time. We'll get into the squad as Omar and Tlaib are talking about why they're not let in. They're condemning Israel. We've got Tlaib crying now about not going. We'll get into that national news as well. All right, and your calls and your texts from the 251, from the 205, from the 334, from the 256, wherever you want to opine from, you can do that. But I don't think we have a 205 in the player yet. We're waiting on that. Be right back when News 5 is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1216, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Dalton pointing out that Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh is bi. Dalton, you said it right, that the Senate President Pro Tem is bi. So that I've learned something by area code. Yeah, two area codes. Meaning that, I mean, the contact number I have for Del Marsh is a 256. Because I was asking in this conversation, Governor Ivey, the 334, we are the 251s. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth coming out strongly against the toll yesterday, and we'll get that on in just a second. He's a 256, and I was trying to decide if we had anybody who was a 205 in this mix. And Dalton pointing out that that Del Marsh is he's bi. That his, what is it? It's Calhoun and St. Clair and Calhoun. Do I have it backwards? Dalton, Calhoun County area, that is in the 205. And then St. Clair County in the 256, or do I have it backwards? Which way is it?
Calhoun and Del Marsh's hometown of Anniston are in the 256.
Okay, but he also represents
St. Clair, which is 205.
So he does have so it kind of, because he's bi.
Right. I think you're using that term.
By area code.
Yeah,
right. That he is the one representative of 205 in this, because we definitely have 256 on lock.
Mm-hmm.
Governor 334 all day long, big
every
time.
Day, yeah.
And we, the people down here, 251.
Yeah. So we do have a 205-er. It's just only half of his life.
Just by.
That's right.
Just half 205.
Yeah, he's a by 205-er.
Okay, just checking. We're breaking that news here in the state of Alabama. Okay, we'll go to the phones quickly, and then I want to get to some audio that I think you need to hear. Chad is in Foley, and he is up first. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
I'm good, man. So, the 225.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago, ALDOT was talking about the $90 a month toll, and they said basically there's 4 weeks in a month,
okay,
4 days in a week, two trips a day, back and forth.
Gotcha.
40 trips a month comes to 225.
Gotcha. Okay, now, thank you.
It's a play on dollars and cents, really.
Thank you. Because I was sitting there listening to it, and because it wasn't really set up very well in the question coming. And that's nothing against Matt Murphy. We'll play it. All respect to Matt. Got the interview. But I didn't know when she said, well, 225, I was scratching my head, because it was, rest of us are looking at $6 or $9. So 225 it is. Now you've solved the riddle. Do we have something for Chad? Do we have some kind of, Chad, when I have a parting gift or something, I will call you and we'll get it to you.
Oh, great.
Good deal, man. Thanks for the call. All right, so let's get into some of the audio. This was on Talk 99.5 in Birmingham today. Matt Murphy, Ani Lindenberg. I want to call her Ani, but it's not. It's Ani Lindenberg, and they do a talk show in the morning. They got the governor on. Okay, let me give them credit. Governor Ivey will go on with them. By the way, I mean, in the list of people that do this job, when have you ever heard me, like, set up traps and I don't do that kind of show. I'll tell all these people, hey, here are the things we need to talk about before we do the show. And then they come on and we talk about those things. Don't know why I've been put on ice. But I want to point out that I did get put on ice, too, by Governor Bentley in his first term. They put me on ice in that administration. What a likable guy. What? All right, so in the interview, it starts off Matt Murphy asking about whether the governor supports a toll. Gets pretty straight up with his question, and then here's the answer.
Well, Matt, I mean, where I've always been, this is a very important project for the reasons of improving commerce, efficiency, and public safety along the Mobile Bayway area. And yes, it's expensive, but yes, it's an important vehicle for us to have in our toolbox to continue our commerce and growth. And when we widen the port and deepen the ship channel there, we'll be able to bring in all kinds of large cargo. And just remember, this benefits the entire state. Aerospace in North Alabama and agriculture and automotive manufacturing, all of these things come down to the port and come in the port and out the port. So this is a benefit to the entire state of Alabama.
Wait a second. Did we just subject shift in that conversation from the toll to the gas tax? We talked about the gas tax, and that gets involved in this conversation, but it's different things. Of course, the question is, should the gas tax money be applied at a higher level to the bridge project? Went on in the questions here, and question from, this is interesting. I want you to listen in this question from Ani Lindenberg. She says in here that most Alabamians will never use the bridge. Okay, now understand this. Get yourself out of your shoes. Let's take a trip up to the Magic City. Let's go. Here we go. Going to the Galleria. Is that thing open anymore? We're going to Jefferson County. We may go see people in Shelby County, but we're going to Birmingham. We're there. We're not going to put ourselves in their shoes. Do they not come down here, like, ever? So just listen to that. This is the setup of the question, and then you'll hear the governor answer.
All right, let's talk about the cost of folks down there using the toll road and the cost to a family. And I much has been made, $90 a month to cross this bridge. You know, that adds up significantly if you've got a two-parent household, two-person household, and they, you know, the figure that was thrown out by Will Ainsworth, Lieutenant Governor, was $2,200 a year that could be used for school, grocery, utilities, and all of that. How do you counter that? Because most of us in the state of Alabama will never be on that bridge. I know that there's the thought that it affects everyone, but that puts a lot on the folks who live down there who may drive that bridge.
Well, Lonnie, nobody wants to pay for anything. We just always want the benefits. And if somebody's got a better idea of how much the toll should be, or even if we should have a toll, that's the reason I'm hosting the October 7th meeting at the state capitol for the toll bridge and tunnel authority, and so that people can put reasonable solutions on the table. How do we pay for the bridge?
So we may not have to do the toll at all, right? You're supportive of another option?
Hey, everybody be for not having to have a toll. I just hadn't found that option yet, but that's the reason we're hosting this meeting with state legislators, congressional delegation, and constitutional officers have all been invited to come and be specific and offer some reasonable solutions of how we can pay for the bridge without using a toll.
Well, a
lower toll.
And Governor, you've never been afraid of making decisions that you feel like is best for the state that might be met with resistance. I mean, I think of the gas tax that you supported that's about to go into effect a little bit later on this fall, and you were supportive of that in the face of opposition. Now we have the President Pro Tem of the Senate coming out against a toll, the Lieutenant Governor coming out against a toll, several congressmen coming out against a toll. What's your pushback to these folks who are coming out against this? What do you say to them as they say that they don't believe in a toll?
I'm saying to them, give me a solution. Give me a reasonable alternative. Lay it on the table.
Well, we hear from a lot of folks down in the Mobile area, and they're, you know, they're worried about their wallets and their pocketbooks, and some of them are asking. And Governor, you've always been so gracious with your time and good with us on our show. And so with all due respect, I ask this question. Why didn't this come up when we were debating the gas tax? Because some are asking, wouldn't that cover the cost of some of this project itself?
Well, when we passed the gas tax, you know, we only did 10 cents. That's a lot of money to some folks, but 10 cents only brings in about $320 million annually for roads and bridges across the state. And the bridge itself costs $2.1 billion. So that just doesn't equate that we need to do that. And the gas tax is for statewide projects, not just one project.
When was the first time you heard about or considered a toll for that bridge? Was it well before the gas tax vote took place?
They've been talking about this bridge for 20-some-odd years for the environmental impact. I don't know when exactly I heard the proposal, but $2.25 one way doesn't seem too unreasonable.
Okay. Oh, wait, no, wait a second. And that pause, by the way, was, to be fair, it's only 3 seconds. It's only 3 seconds when asked about when she was aware of the toll proposal. Because I can tell you, timeline-wise, just a plebeian like me, just a hayseed down here on the Gulf Coast, knew about it in January, right? I knew the toll was present for, Congressman Burns said that a year, maybe a year and a half ago on this show. But when we found out that the toll would be imposed on both the Wallace Tunnel and the proposed bridge, that was in January. I mean, that's concrete. I know that. The people were on the show. The podcast is there. They said it. And so that's January, right? Before session even started. So if we knew about it in that interview then, of course the governor knew about it. Of course the governor knew about it. Now, and Governor Ivey, in fairness, saying that the gas tax applies to the revenues from that, new revenues, which, by the way, too, don't act like there was no budget. Okay, here's one thing that I think is getting lost, too. It's not like there was zero LDOT budget, and now we've passed a gas tax increase, and so the budget for LDOT is going to be $325 million. No, that's the additional money on top of the LDOT's budget already. So don't, this idea that it's like there was no LDOT budget, and now with the gas tax, there is a budget, that's incorrect. And I'm a guy that's not completely bothered by the fact that we need more infrastructure spending on the state. I'm pro this bridge. I'm pro infrastructure. I'm just questioning how the deal is set up and how this toll mechanism has come into the mix to be on both the tunnel and the bridge. So I think it's a fair question. Out of $325 million in additional revenues coming in, now that when the gas tax kicks in, I guess next month, when the gas tax kicks in, that $325 million of additional beyond where the budget was in the last fiscal year for LDOT. Now, obviously, the revenues have to come in, but that's a projection in a year's time of what the revenue will be. Some portion of that is being spent. LDOT is spending. It's not like LDOT's not spending any money on this project. In due fairness, LDOT is spending money. LDOT is spending. We, the people of the state of Alabama, are spending more money than the federal government. Remember, the feds, 5-7% of this project. I think it's, 16-17% coming from state money? But to say, hey, couldn't you have apportioned some of the projected additional revenue to go to this project is a fair question. And you were well aware of the toll situation before the gas tax was run through in session this year. I mean, the timelines are the timelines. The timelines aren't opinion. The timelines aren't nuance. The timelines are the timeline. And the timeline is, when I can find out that the toll is going to be on both the tunnel and the bridge as early as January of this year, when I find that out here, okay, then hopefully the head of the executive branch of the state of Alabama knows that before I do. I think that's I hate assuming, you know what it can do to you, but it's, I think in this case, it's a fair assumption that they know. So to say, hey, this is, you know, well, we had to, you know, we had to figure out that we're going to need this money. No, you knew they were tolling, and you knew you were going to have projected $325 million additional. Once again, I agree with the governor. It all can't go to one project. We've got 67 counties, got two down here affected by the construction work. Now, I would argue that the other counties in a different way are affected by what goes on down here, even though Ani Lindenberg says most people in Alabama will not drive the bridge. I guess that maybe that's true. Maybe if somebody who kicks it in other parts of the state, you don't come through and come through I-10. That may be very true. But there's a lot of tax money coming out of Baldwin County and Mobile County heading to Montgomery for projects that we'll never see and use either, right? Yeah. Right, run to the news here, national news, and get Dr. Bill's forecast. I want to talk to you. 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. All right, by the way, a couple things of note today. Number one, John Sharp on Twitter says, because I was looking, I looked at the Twitter feed and didn't see it from Mobile County Commissioner President Jerry Carl, candidate for AL1. Didn't see it there, but I saw John Sharp saying Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl is hosting a 1:30 p.m. news conference to discuss an alternative plan to tolling I-10 project. Carl's a member of the MPO. We'll talk about that in a second. The vote's tomorrow on whether to remove the project from the short-term transportation plan. So that is 1:30. Dalton, can you dig and see? Or John, if John's always welcome to call here anytime. John, if you're listening, you let us know where that's going to be. Where's that press conference going to be? It's at 1:30. I just don't know where it's going to be. And speaking of the MPO, so that's going on tomorrow at the very convenient time of, I think, 10:30 in the morning. This is a 10. Okay, it starts at 10. It's going to be at the GM&O building. Note here, the long-range transportation plan being considered and likely adopted tomorrow on Wednesday, August 21st. Your help is needed. This is coming from the block, which one's block or stop? This block, the Bayway tolls page on Facebook. It says a long-range transportation plan is being considered, likely adopted tomorrow, Wednesday, August 21st. Your help is needed to ask the board to remove the I-10 plan so that other available funding can be used. And it says you can help in two ways. Voters in different cities in Mobile County, here are your members of the transportation board. It gives you the breakdown there. You can go find this on Facebook, or Dalton, we can link it through on our Facebook page as well. But yeah, you've got sitting on this, Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson, Commission President Jerry Carl, Mobile County Engineer Brian Kegley, Councilman John Williams, Councilman Fred Richardson, Mayor of the City of Pritchard Jimmy Gardner, Councilman of the City of Pritchard Lorenzo Martin, City of Chickasaw Mayor Brian Pittman, Mayor of Saraland Howard Rubenstein, Mayor of Satsuma Thomas Williams, Mayor of Criolla William Criswell, Mayor of Bala Battery, Terry Downey, and Mayor of Sims, David Baker, all on that committee. It says show up and give a short comment in person at the meeting tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. That's at the first floor of the GM&O building. So, yeah, we'll try to we'll probably put this link through on our social media, and you can check it out there. All right, to the phones, and first let's go to Larry in Robertsdale. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Sean, first time caller, but I listen
thanks,
to
man.
You
welcome.
Every day, all right?
Thank you.
And I'm just so upset over this toll they're talking about. I mean, why can't we have a lottery to pay for it? I mean,
they couldn't pass that.
I go over there to Florida every week and get a lottery ticket, lose my butt. Ain't never won nothing, but guess what? I go buy one, and millions of people from Alabama do it every week. Now, why can't we use a lottery to pay for this bridge?
Well, they couldn't get that low-hanging fruit, that easy putt. They couldn't get it done in session this year.
Well, you know what? We need to start voting some people in there to get it done.
Well, they all went there saying they were for it, but then it fell apart because everybody wanted the money to go here. The other people wanted the money to go there. It wasn't about the lottery. It was about who's going to get paid.
I know. And what we need to do is we need to trash them people that need to get it paid. You know, that wanting to steal it for something else. We need to get rid of them. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been a Republican all my life. And well, actually, I was a Democrat, but they quit me, okay?
Right.
And now I've been a Republican since Reagan. Because I'm an old man. And I just can't understand why we're going to have to pay this high dollar toll. I live around here around a bunch of guys that run tractor trailer trucks for a living. We're poor people, okay?
Yep.
I mean, how are they going to pay that high dollar toll for that 18-wheeler to cross that bridge?
It's going to be $24. I mean, it could be like $24 for them, I think. I think that's the number.
Yeah, I know. And then they're going to want $100 a month out of me to cross it every day to go back and forth to work. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I'm going to tell you something. This governor we've got, she stabbed us in the back. She stabbed us in the back with a dagger. And she's got... I'll vote for a Democrat before I vote for her again. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'll vote for a Democrat before I vote for that woman again.
There it is.
And she got my vote.
Larry, there's a lot of people. You're not the only person I've heard saying that.
Well,
yeah.
I'll do it. I'm telling you right now. And this Democrat that we got up there in Washington, D.C., he's got to go. He's got to get out of there. It's time for him to be gone this next election.
Yeah, well, he'll probably, I think writing's on the wall on that one. Larry, thanks for the call. Thanks for being a first-time caller. Come back soon. You know, Larry, you brought something up. Maybe here's what we do. As I'm always looking for the asymmetric take on things, maybe what we do is we combine this. Because so many people are so very willing to play the lottery, right? We don't want to pay taxes on things, but we will pay the as my dad always called it, the stupid tax, right? Going to play the lottery, go pay that stupid tax. Okay, so if you're going to go pay, what if when you went through and the transponder takes a picture of your plate, not only do you pay, let's say it's $6 now, $6, but one of those dollars goes to buy you a lottery chance and the only people in the lottery are people that pass the transponders on the through the Wallace Tunnel or the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge. What about that? See, then you drive through, and if people are getting real excited where they're really thinking they're going to win the lottery, they just they'll drive from like Mobile over to Daphne, get off, go get a burger, come back to Mobile. Baldwin County folks will drive over, come through downtown, turn around, get back up on the interstate and go through. More chances to win. And you build a lottery system into the toll. No? Okay. David in Mobile next.
Hey, good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon.
A couple things here. First, let me throw this out there real quick. I think this governor is going to go down as probably taxing us the highest of any governor. I'm not sure, but she's up in the list. You got the gas tax, and you got this toll, which I'm calling this toll a tax. But a question about this toll in the bridge, Sean, is we're getting roughly 7% from the federal government if we do the work on the causeway. Is that correct?
Not the causeway, but the bayway.
Okay, the bayway. Okay. And the 7% is, the total cost is estimated, what, $2
billion? $2.1
billion. Yeah, okay. Well, what's the cost of doing the bayway?
That portion is this is general numbers, David, but the bayway was going to be, it's the bayway and extending the lanes onto the on to the east. I think it was going to be $1 billion of the cost. So half the cost.
Half
of this.
Of the cost.
Sure.
So will we come out better and say, hey, keep the 7%? And this, you would pretty much have to pay for this bridge ourselves anyway, 93%
right,
of it
right.
ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wouldn't we come out better and say, keep that $100-something million you're going to give us on this, based on that 7%,
mm-hmm.
and let's just do that, even though I don't want to do it, the big bridge, the new one, and let's have a $1 billion
Right, right, and cut it, cut the price in half. And I'm with you in spirit. Here's the rub, though. I would worry about it. And there's part of this, they say, not only do they have to expand, which I'm going to go back to this. I want to expand the Bayway, but they want to elevate it. And they're saying because of the 100-year flood model. I've had a problem with that since the word go. It's looking like, and I'm waiting for more information on this, but it's looking like they're saying that's a federal mandate. It's truly not a federal mandate. But expanding it, David, I would argue that if we're going to do the bridge, you have to expand the Bayway because you don't want to take the extra lanes that are coming off now of the bridge, and then put them back onto a Bayway that just has two lanes eastbound and two lanes westbound, right? Because you then have a traffic glut where you brought the two lanes of Wallace and the two lanes of the proposed bridge together. So you got to have a way to keep them from gunching up there.
Okay.
I mean, that's the only part of that. But, yeah, the idea of cutting some parts of this project, getting this thing to where it could be affordable, I'm with you. And I get what you're saying, too, that if the feds are only providing 7%, how many, you know, backflips do we need to cut for them? I'm with you, man. Coming right back, take more phone calls and text at 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1250 FM Talk 106.5 with a thermostat set well below Energy Star EPA guidelines here, which are now what? 76 when you're home, 80-something during the day, and like 82 while you sleep. 82 while that conversation has taken off since this morning. Go check the Twitter feed out there. All right, to the phones at 343-0106. And Tara in Mobile, first up, hey.
Hey, back to this is regarding the whole elevation sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. First of all, if we got federal regulation this and federal regulation that, then why are they only kicking in 7%?
Yep, great question. This is the one I've asked, I don't know, like 5,600 times. I'm like, hey, Richard Shelby, hey, here's the deal. If you do anything, though, it's like one of those grandfather clauses, like kind of what we talk about with the Civic Center. If you change X amount of something, then all these other things kick in. And that's even if the feds put in like no money, like 5 cents. If we do it because it's a federal interstate, we have to comply with their rules. I don't like it either, but it's like it's a thing.
Okay, and the secondary thing is, again, regarding the elevation of the thing, you told me, you cut me off now. Don't hot button me this time, please. You know, when I was talking about whether or not I was not promoting this as an idea that, you know, but I was just asking this as a question. Regarding underneath the bridge, if we're forced to do this, and you know, you were looking at it from a sportsman's attitude, I think, of, you know, oh, that's a silly idea because, you know, of course we don't want fishermen to have to pay. But if we've got the cold doggone cruise thing and all that, you know, port authority and all that stuff, and I heard one of your guests that was a state representative or whatever last week talking about that what a silly idea it was. So anyhow,
okay, wait, and tell people what that, because if they weren't listening that day, I want you to lay out your idea.
No, it's not my idea. I was just asking why, if, you know, if we've got to be overtaxed driving a vehicle over it, then why can't the boating people, the big ship people is what I'm talking about, be taxed for going under it?
Right. So those people weren't listening. So the idea would be that there would also be a toll collected as ships navigated underneath the bridge in the Mobile River, correct?
No. It's not my idea. It's my question.
Your question.
Why isn't it taxed that way if it's going to be taxed the other way?
There's a lot of... I'll let you roll with it. I'm not hot buttoning you. I mean, I could argue that you go under a bridge. There's no change from how it was before there was a bridge over you. It makes no sense.
If it's got to be to a huge elevation, and that's the question, right?
Does it? But what about the ship that doesn't need that elevation? I mean, this is a rabbit hole. We can go round and round on this. I understand
but
the question.
But if we don't, okay. So if we don't have the hugely elevated bridge, then there's no problem, right?
With what? It's still
with,
not
with whether there's taxation or not, because the ship ain't gonna go under it, right?
Kind of.
If the ship is too tall.
Yeah, but what about the ship is too tall? There's only okay. There's right now there's a waterway that these ships are using. You're projecting, proposing to put something over. Right now there is no bridge, right? So, but you're proposing to put the bridge over that, and now you're going to. As much as I like to grift and get money from all those people coming through to the port, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. But as always, I appreciate the conversation starter. All right. Let's go to Dow in Mobile. Hey, Dow.
Hey, Sean, I got two quick questions, and it may have been asked before. When you go to Florida, and I've had my tag scanned and take a picture of it and send you the bill in the mail.
Me too.
and it charges you a processing fee.
Yeah.
Has that been discussed of what type or how much would the processing fee be?
Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
$3.
Ah, okay.
$3 each way, $6. So if you're not, if you don't have like the plan, you don't get the transponder or what, you know, the local folks would do, you get a $6 toll plus a, what they're talking about is a $3 processing fee.
Okay. And the second thing, are the lanes going all the way to Florida, or is it just kind of back up in Daphne where it hits the two lanes? In Daphne, Spanish Ford.
Yeah, I don't think the concrete has set up on that one yet. I've heard it discussed as carrying it as far as Wilcox Road exit. I've heard it talked about back to Loxley. I don't have anything solid on that, but yeah, the idea is you are going to at least carry it through Malbus or further east to make sure those cars don't all bunch back up as soon as they get onto the Eastern Shore.
Right. Okay. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go to. Let's go see, talk to Bob in Saraland. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
I got an idea, and I don't know if you may have been across the bridge, the Ben Franklin going into Philly.
Not that I remember. No, I have not. I have no memory.
Rather than building it, you know, 47 lanes wide, they have a movable concrete barrier so that in the morning you've got four lanes going in and two lanes coming out. In the evening, they reverse that. Rather than building extra lanes, has anybody looked into anything like that for cutting back on, you know, the you'd still have to build the road and the bridge, but could they narrow it any and do something along that line?
Man, you know, we could maybe not on this part. We could do that somewhere. I like that idea. That shows people are kind of thinking. I like that kind of thinking.
Yeah, I've never seen it anyplace else, but I never forgot it either because I saw the machine out there moving these because they use the same concrete dividers that. You know, we put up temporarily when they're building on the side of the road.
Yeah, with
the
Jersey guardrails.
Them.
So those, yeah, and if you look at those, I've always called them Jersey guardrails. I don't know what they're actually, bulwarks or whatever they are, but they have, if you look under them, they do have where forks would, you know, with pallet forks would go underneath them. They have that, you're right, they have those two little slides where the pallet forks would go under them.
Yeah.
And huh.
Like I said, this thing just runs right down the thing and moves it over a lane and then goes back again and moves it another lane.
Okay, now you've got my mind spinning on something new there, Bob. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, man. And of course, we'd have to have the Bayway east and westbound joined to make that a thing. But that is, it's cool. It's cool. It's efficient. Oh, I love efficiency. Jared in Daphne up next. Hey, Jared.
Hey, Sean. I don't know who was doing the interview, but did they ask, and I could have missed it, did they ask her about tolling the existing Bayway as well?
I did not hear that. That was Matt Murphy and Ani Lindenberg in Birmingham on Talk 99.5 because the governor will do their show, not my show. And I did not hear that in the interview. I did not hear that question come up.
Well, that seems like a question that you would ask. I know they're not from the area, but it seems like that would be a good question for them to ask.
Yes, And I'm going to send another text to Matt and say, hey, next time you get her on, ask these following questions. So we'll see. I have to use a surrogate to get her questions answered. So if I got to get them to do it, man, I'll get them to.
You on the blacklist?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know how I got there either. I don't know how I got there. I mean, it's,
imagine that.
Man, I'm just a nice guy down here doing a radio show, man. I don't, you know, give myself a
thank you,
list.
Sean.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it. Tell you what, we'll come back to the phones. And hopefully coming up in the second hour, what I'm doing here, so you'll understand the pause, at many times during the show I'm working our social media, looking at our text line coming in, and then I have my phone right here. No, not an iPhone, not like the cool kids. I have the Samsung Galaxy, and I'm texting back and forth with people trying to get them on there. Hopefully, it looks like, from this latest text, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth will join us hopefully in just about 5 or 6 minutes. Of course, you heard him yesterday talk about his opposition to the polls. Maybe we get him on in person here to talk about that coming up in just a second. All right, news update on the way, weather with Dr. Bill, and then we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.